Right now, we're going to go to Dave James. First of all, before I go to you, Dave, in February 24th through the 28th, we have our conference in Shreveport, Louisiana, with Louisiana Baptist University, our School of Prophets conference, where Dad will be teaching the book of Revelation. I'll be teaching the book of Daniel. And Dave, you're going to be teaching God's plan through the ages. Now, before you do that, you're going to the Philippines. Are you sure you're going to be able to make it back in time for the conference?
I will make it back. I promise you I'll make it back, at least Lord willing. That's always the factor. Yeah, I leave 6 in the morning, and I'll be in the Philippines next week at Word of Life. And Word of Life is partnering with the Alliance for Biblical Integrity, and I'll be there doing a conference, a pastor's conference on the gospel. What is the gospel? What are false gospels? So it's a very much needed, and I'll be joined by Larry Moyer of Evantel and Paul Horowitz, who is a missionary with Biblical Ministries Worldwide.
Dave, this is Jim Sr. It sounds like we ought to have one of those conferences over here sometime.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. And also, after the conference, the second week that I'm there, I'm actually going to be doing the same course I'm going to be doing in Shreveport, God's Plan Through the Ages. And so we'll have all of the Bible Institute students sitting in on that course.
Wow, that'll be great. That's a good practice session for you before you come to Shreveport. Well, I'm going to focus right now in this section with David James, and we've started to make David a regular on the broadcast as we talk about issues that need to be dealt with. The body of Christ needs to understand what's really behind some of these issues. Last time we were out, we talked about the blood moons, getting quite a reaction from people who are reading David's article. We've left it up on our homepage, prophecytoday.com. You can go there and read it as well. But David, I want to focus on the reports. Many Muslims seemingly are having dreams and visions of seeing Jesus Christ. Now, what do you know about this?
Well, you're right. There are a lot of reports coming out of the Muslim world in articles, reports from missionaries, and in fact, there are some books being written. In fact, I just read a book over the last couple of days. And yes, the reports are that some Muslims, in fact, many Muslims, are having dreams of Jesus or someone. And as a result of those, sometimes many of these dreams, sometimes night after night, they're coming to Christ, coming to faith in Christ. These are the reports. Or they're seeking out known Christians, sometimes underground, in the Islamic world to find out more about Christ.
Well, I read an article on your website, the Alliance for Biblical Integrity. And by the way, give us that website. People need to visit that place.
Yes, it's the Alliance for Biblical Integrity, and the website address is biblicalintegrity.org, one word, biblicalintegrity.org.
And the article I read discussed this phenomenon, and it detailed a number of concerns and questions to the claims of seeing Jesus Christ in these dreams and visions.
That's right. It's an article written by a pastor named Dennis McBride, a pastor out in Arizona. An excellent article. Yes, and I share his concerns, not only from reading his article, but also after reading this book by someone who is also thinking or saying that these are legitimate dreams and visions that are happening.
Well, and indeed, in these reports that we hear about the Muslims seeing Jesus Christ in a vision or a dream, there's not a whole lot of documentation. There's an experience being explained, but the documentation of how they came to know Christ, did they hear the fact that they're all sinners, etc., etc., that's what's been somewhat of a concern to me. Is that not to you as well?
Yes, obviously, even if it were true, there would be a lot of word of mouth because of the dangers there. But a number of my concerns center around, yes, the experiences. Another, and related to that, is many times the reports are that the person in the dream does not identify himself as Jesus or according to his name in Arabic would be Esau. He doesn't identify himself as Esau or the Messiah. They just say that he's a man in white, and they feel a sense of overwhelming love, and he says to follow him. And, you know, the question is, who is this? One, are these just natural dreams that some people are having because of some contact with Christians or reading the Bible? In some cases, I would say that is. In other cases, I have to wonder, is this the Jesus of the Bible? Because actually, the Isa of the Quran is not the Jesus of the Bible, because we know the Quran says that God has no son, whereas we know that the scriptures teach that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and, in fact, God himself.
Well, then that was going to lead up to my next question. If this is not coming from God, is it coming from the enemy, or who's it coming from?
Well, you know, John tells us in 1 John that there are three sources outside of God that can present us with problems, and that's the world, the flesh, and the devil. So the fact is, I don't know if it matters so much that we identify the source if it's not God. The standard is always to take whatever experience it is, and I don't argue against experiences. I argue against the interpretation of experiences, and the measure by which we interpret experiences is not other experiences that other people have, but the Word of God itself.
That is an absolute, and the basis upon all of our decision-making, is this real, is it not real? It should be, what does God's Word have to say about it? But this question begs to be answered as well, David. If Muslims are coming to Christ, then why should we be concerned about what's happening?
Well, you know, there are a number of things to be concerned about. One is, are they actually coming to Christ? Are most of them even coming to Christ? What I found as I read this book, an entire book that lists story after story, there is almost nothing said in any account. I don't think the word born again is used once. They talk about people becoming followers of Christ, but they don't talk about sin. I think sin's mentioned once. Repentance is mentioned maybe once or twice. It's very nebulous. There's no discussion of what these people have actually believed. And almost in every case, you never find the stories saying that the person who appears to them actually gives them the gospel, tells them how to be saved. Well, why wouldn't Jesus tell them how to be saved if that's who he is? Why wouldn't he identify himself? Because, you know, that's the biggest issue Muslims stumble over, is the identity of Jesus Christ, that he is the Savior of the world, the way, the truth, and the life. And we know that you must be born again, and those details are missing, at least from the accounts that I've read, and that is a genuine concern. And then the concern becomes, if this starts spreading, is this going to become sort of a subculture within Islam? And then you have this other issue called the insider movement, where people are saying, a lot of missionaries are even saying, that people can retain their religious identity from their culture, whether it be Islam or Buddhism or Hinduism, and still be Christ followers on the inside. All of these things together just raise all kinds of serious questions.
You know, I'm holding my Bible open in front of me right now to Matthew 24, the record of the Olivet Discourse. Jesus Christ telling his disciples the number one sign for his coming, not the rapture, the second coming, would be deception in verses 4, 5, 11, and 24. And it says there will be all types of signs and wonders in the last days before Christ comes back. But verses 25 and 26, behold, I have told you before this, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, referring to Jesus Christ, go not forth, or behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. Quite interesting what Jesus has to say about this whole issue.
Yes, yes, it is. And when you look at the one appearance, apart from the book of Revelation, of Jesus to Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul the Apostle, Paul immediately became an outspoken evangelist and did not go into hiding, did not hide his message. And I know the dangers that are presented, but if you read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul was willing, I mean, he was nearly killed multiple times for his outward witness. He did not retain his Judaism, and it's not even evident in his letters to the churches, which were all made up of Jews initially. So, again, you have these concerns about false appearances, people claiming to be Christ, if the Lord is really doing something, I'm thrilled to know that people are coming to Christ. But there are very serious questions about the whole thing.
Yes, and I don't believe that we've been able to answer all the questions yet. We're going to stay on top of this particular situation. And as we better understand what the Lord may well be doing based upon the Word of God and what it says He will be doing in these last days, we're going to report it to you. David James with this very special report, many Muslims through visions and dreams seeing Jesus Christ. It'll be on my website, prophecytoday.com, at Prophecy Today Radio Network. You can listen to it again if you'd like to do that. David, safe journeys as you travel out to the Philippines, and we'll see you in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Thanks so much. Great to be with you again.